Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here, letting you know that today's podcast was sponsored by Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Helping Hand is a leading Muslim nonprofit organization that has a top star rating by Charity Navigator. Over the years, I've had the privilege of working with them, and they've helped people from over 80 different countries around the world. They've worked for disaster relief and emergency relief in Palestine, Myanmar, and many other countries, Kenya, Somalia, Kashmir, Pakistan, and Haiti. To learn more and to be involved in helping the lives of other people, visit their website at hhrd.org.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, this program is made possible by the support of our partner, Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Helping Hand is doing great work in providing relief to widows, orphans, and refugees around the world, and is working harder than ever in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. We build our relationship with Allah in these months. Let's not forget about our brothers and sisters in need all over the world, and remember that they still need us. Visit hhrd.org/Ramadan to learn more about their programs and how you can help. HHRD accepts zakah, fidya, and other forms of sadaqat. Visit hhrd.org and donate today. Jazakumullah khairan. Alhamdulillah, we gather today for our reminder on the Quranic characteristics. Today, inshallah, we will be speaking about the characteristic of rahmah and mercy. Rahmah is one of those characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to himself. Every time we open the Quran to read, we start by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes these two characteristics of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim to himself. The ulama engage in a discussion on what the meaning of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim is. And one thing they agree on is that the root to both words is actually one. They both come from rahmah, which means mercy. Now the nuanced difference between the two, they've discussed and a lot has written. Qadi Baydawi, he has a lengthy discussion in his tafsir on the differences between ar-Rahman and ar-Rahim. Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahim al-Akhirah. The Rahman is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose mercy is manifested in the world. Meaning it's aam, it's general to believers and non-believers. This is that mercy of Allah which those who believe and those who do not believe all benefit from. And then there is ar-Rahim, this is that mercy which is benefited specifically by the believers. The believers benefit from this. So like this, there is a difference. But however, the main thing is that Allah Azza wa Jal speaks in the Quran of His mercy. He speaks of it so frequently and so much that I think for many of us, it just passes by and we don't stop to think about what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us when He says that I am Ar-Rahman. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my mercy encompasses everything. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will shower mercy upon His servants. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that who else is there to show you mercy other than Allah? Who else is there to show you kindness other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Who is there to help you after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, it's always important to know that where we talk about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should never forget about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. That is there as well. And the balance that exists between exercising the mercy of Allah and being fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exercising, asking Allah for His mercy, and experiencing that mercy of Allah, and also being afraid of and seeking protection from that punishment, that accountability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. But however, if there ever was an equation in which we were able to lay out the portions for our understanding and for the understanding of mankind, that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is in comparison to His anger, His accountability, His punishment, we would speak the Quranic words and say, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, encompasses all. It gathers everything. It surpasses everything. It expands anything. It goes beyond anything that a person may think is greater than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the approach that we should take when building our relationship with Allah. Always remember that nothing stands between us and Allah's mercy. Enough with the fear-mongering, enough with telling people that they are constantly under a cloud of punishment. No one's denying the punishment. But when we compare the two, the anger of Allah and the mercy of Allah, there's no doubt that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surpasses. And anyone that paints Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an image other than that should really think about how much they really know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or how much they think they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how do we develop this characteristic in ourselves? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, right off the bat, that mercy and compassion is something every human being should have. Every human being should experience it, they should feel it, they should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Ya Allah, bless me with a heart that is merciful. Ya Allah, give me compassion for other people, for other human beings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, be merciful to those in the earth, and the one in the heavens will be merciful to you. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ, the one who does not show mercy will not be shown any mercy. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that person is not from us who does not show mercy to the young ones and does not show honor and respect to their elders, and tells people to do good, and the one who does not forbid people from doing evil. So many narrations of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he teaches the companions to be merciful to animals. And unfortunately, I've had the misfortune of seeing this, where someone has a cat at home and they're throwing it off the balcony for fun, just for kicks. Or someone is being oppressive to their dog if they have one, you know, for whatever reason. Or someone is being oppressive to a bird that they have for whatever reason. This is wrong. When a person loses mercy, they are deprived of mercy. When a person stops showing compassion to others, they will be deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion. How can we ever think that we would be able to show mercy to mankind if we can't show mercy to animals? And they're so, you know, innocent in the sense that we don't know their intent behind doing what they do. With human beings, it's easier to identify their intent. But with animals, we don't know. With babies, we don't know because they don't communicate. You know, they refer to the insan in mantiqi language, the language of logic. Haywan natiq, the speaking animal. Because we speak, we communicate. And that's something special and unique about the insan. It's not with every human being. So we should be merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us of the lady who showed mercy to the dog. The dog was thirsty. She took her sock off and filled it up with some water and gave it to the dog. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed her mercy, gave her Jannah. And we're also told of the lady who was punished because of her lack of mercy for the cat. That she had a cat and she locked the cat up and let it die because she starved it to death. And she was held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. So there's that, you know, that balance again, my friends. That we have to learn to develop that mercy to everyone. Start with those that are closest to you. Be merciful and kind to your parents, to your siblings, to your children, to your spouse, to your friends. There's no point showing kindness and mercy to the world when to your own, those that are closest to you, you're an oppressor. Ask them, have I been kind to you? What can I do to be more kind to you? Express your mercy with a smile, with forgiveness. Express your mercy with gifts. Express your mercy by appreciating. Express your mercy by raising your hands and making dua. Because in this verse that we read today, of Surah Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions exactly that. He tells us to be merciful to our parents. He says that we should make dua, oh Allah, be merciful to my parents because they took care of me when I was young. So just the act that you're making dua for your parents speaks volumes of what kind of mercy you have towards your parents, because you only make dua for someone that you love, you care, that compassion is there. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Such a powerful, beautiful, amazing verse of the Quran. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from people who have mercy, who have compassion, who have love, who are kind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who are shown mercy in this world and also shown mercy in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take back with us after this Ramadan is over these beautiful, amazing Quranic characteristics. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.